Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Okay, our new Friday tradition, give me a call. All the topics from the week that was are back on the table. This is your chance to chime in. Give us a call, 800-905-0989. Yeah, that is the same number as the text line. It's also the call line. So again, go ahead, 800-905-0989. This is the call-in hour of the week. We'll see how that goes. Lee, I keep promising to maybe expand this to every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get so caught up in what I'm doing, I forget. So I'm trying to...
You get caught up on an issue? Come on, Tara.
I know it's hard to believe. you might not have picked up on it. Yes. Give me a call and I'm going to do good.
Let's call it detailed analysis.
Yeah, let's call it that.
I like that better. That sounds a little less accusatory.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile... This week, two historic things happened, okay, that show things really are different. Number one, the Epstein hoax fell apart in under 24 hours, completely blowing up in the Democrats' face to the point where they had to call Jasmine Crockett out for lying about it. Like, she was not apparently paying attention to the fact that the hoax had blown up, the new Epstein Trump Cepeda hoax, and went on CNN. Not expecting to be called out for lying because it's kind of, you know, in brand there at CNN. It's all lies. Here's how that went, okay? And here's what they did. And Lee, to think you could get away with this in the X era, right? When everybody's sitting there in their pajamas and there are specialists on every single issue.
Well, we do get dressed before we get here, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But well, no, so... What happened was they claimed that they had unearthed this new email and Trump had spent hours with an Epstein victim and that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were going back and forth saying, oh, look, you know, basically Trump's one of the few who hasn't been outed. That's what the line looks like, right? But they redacted the victim's name and put it out there. Normally something they could get away with total censorship control of social media and the mainstream media stumping for them. They would have dragged this thing out 4 years ago, probably for weeks, if not months. And who is the victim? Who's the Epstein victim? And, you know, where can we find her? And how many other Trump victims are there? I mean, it would have gone on and on, but it was a big lie, obviously. Well, the victim was Virginia Guffrey. I can't ever say her last name. What happened was... The reason they redacted her name is she has testified again and again and again and again. Trump did not abuse her. She never saw him with any of the girls. He did not abuse any of the girls to her knowledge. And Epstein is lying. They were really not good friends. She's never seen him together. So in order to fix that part of it, they had to redact her name and then pretend they were protecting her. Think how disgusting that is. And you know why they chose her? She died. She's dead. She wasn't there to contradict that. Again, before Lee, this would have gone on forever with the media lying and lying and lying and lying and calling Trump a pedophile. but it lasted 12 hours. Had another thing happen this week we've not really seen that's a game changer, and that's that we won the shutdown battle. I've never seen that. Have you ever seen that?
No, because the big difference is that Republicans, particularly the Trump administration, fought this. And actually, Mike Johnson, as you've pointed out, Mike Johnson did a daily effort to continue to point the finger right back at Chuck Schumer and the Democrats.
And he won. They won. I mean, normally shutdowns end with us taking a nosedive in the polls, the Republicans taking a nosedive in the polls, and having to give in to capitulate to Democrats. And then that makes their base even angrier at them, and they lose even more points of approval. I mean, it's a disaster.
Well, even CNN is having to admit they didn't get anything for this.
They got nothing.
I mean, they pretty much agreed to a deal that they got before the thing started. So,
in other words, it was all for nothing, and
yes,
they lost.
Yeah.
And Ralph Norman, I thought, really characterized that the best this week, beginning of the week on Charlie's show, when he said, look, they were counting on us folding because they've never seen it go another way. And they didn't have an exit strategy. The exit strategy was going to be we'd give in, we'd roll over, and they'd win. And the only question was, you know, how much of what they wanted would they win? And it didn't happen. We've never seen that before. Again, that is also a product, Lee, of having what I call media parity. In other words, actual free speech on both sides. Made the best,
what a concept.
Best person win. Yeah, no censorship made the best person win. And it's really putting us on equal footing for the first time in my adult life. Well, I've never seen it any other way.
It's the marketplace of ideas that Rush Limbaugh used to talk about.
And we actually have one now.
Yeah.
The marketplace of ideas used to be Rush Limbaugh. And if you wanted to subscribe to National Review, it would come in your mailbox once a month. That was it. Now, I mean, it is not what it was before. So they can't run a hoax, which is a key part of their agenda. I mean, if you talk about most of what they've occupied themselves with over the last 8 years, what's the biggest thing? I mean, just in terms of sheer time and talking points, Russia collusion hoax. They could drag that thing out for a year. That hoax took Trump's first election away from him, first term away from him anyway. They can't do it anymore. They can't. They literally can't. The shutdown was such a bad loss for them. They had to pivot to Trump's a pedophile, Epstein.
Which is another hoax.
Blew up in their face.
Yeah.
So look, I've been talking about Trump had the worst week, I think, so far of his current presidency this week. Just some really bad flubs. But Democrats had a horrible week this week. Yeah. They really did. I mean, we're just at that point now where it's just a scrap. I mean, both sides are covered, rhetorically speaking, in blood from scrapping. You can't keep it from the blood and the mud and the fleas from getting on you.
Well, Democrats have got a hemorrhage going on right now.
Yeah, they do.
They're in need
terrible.
Of a tourniquet. So, yeah.
It's terrible. And, you know, look, when you look at what their judge is doing out there in Chicago, forcing the release of 3,000. I mean, these are not some nice daycare workers, okay?
Another hoax.
That was another hoax. Yeah. These are gangbangers. 70% of them have serious criminal records. And the Democrats are cheering because a judge is going to let them out. I mean, that is not a good look. That is so scary that when some voters who are kind of sort of marginally with us get a look at that and think, you know, I'm not as happy with how fast the economy is healing as I'd like. You get a look at that and you're like, you know what? I don't want to coexist with the cartel. Never mind, I'll vote Republican. I mean, that's how much of a showstopper that is, what they're doing.
That I just get the feeling that that's going to be part of what the presidential election is going to be about in 2028.
Yeah.
Because that is something that you can identify, that I think that people that live in those big metropolitan areas can identify with, that there was serious crime that overly impacted minority communities. And the Trump administration did something about it, something the Biden administration never did. Never did. They facilitated it.
I hope they can put together that this is Democrats, not just Joe. Like,
yeah,
if you put Democrats in,
exactly.
It's all coming back.
And that's an important part of that from a strategic standpoint. I do hope that they understand. And you've said this all along. It didn't matter whether it was Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or Pete Buttigieg, whoever they put in there, it was going to continue all of these left-wing progressive socialist policies that were, you know, the exact opposite of Make America Great Again or America First.
Amen to that. Let's jump on the line with our first caller. I promise I'd start early. Ann from Mount Pleasant is calling on the visas. Hey, Ann.
Good morning. Longtime listener. Love your show.
Thank you.
I want to tell you that this visa situation has impacted my household for years. My husband is a pharmacist. I don't want to say the company. It's on every corner. But they hire a lot of immigrants from Nigeria and the Middle East, and it has suppressed wages. He hasn't had a raise in over 4 years. And these folks are not working themselves to death like you think they are. They leave exactly at the end of shift time and don't even care if there's a line of customers or if there's chaos or they're busy in the pharmacy. They don't care. They go. And the cultural differences brings about them being dismissive and rude to customers and other staff. They're not working hard like you think they are. And he's worked with dozens in his career. He's worked with the same company for 10 years.
So I'm just curious what that's like, because I don't have the stats for the pharmaceutical industry at all. When he watches people hired in, is it a mix of Americans and foreigners, or is it mostly foreigners on H-1Bs, or what is it?
It's a mix, but they are hiring more. It's increased over the years.
Okay. And let me put it this way, in terms of him not getting a raise, and I'm just very curious, is why I'm asking you questions. How does he know that the foreigners coming in are keeping him from getting a raise? I'm not questioning you. I'm just very curious.
He doesn't know that. He just hasn't gotten a raise. Okay. But he does know that they are hired at a lower salary.
Yeah.
Maybe that's contributing. I don't know.
No, it has to be.
But he hasn't gotten a raise in all these years. But, I mean, there's definitely a cultural difference in the way they work. And it's not good.
No, it's not good. And they're working for those immigration benefits. So that's why they're working for less, and that lowers.
I didn't even realize that they were getting that. I just thought they were coming here to work. And the fact that they can bring their whole family?
Yep.
That is ridiculous. That's not right. We need to do something to stop this. They do the minimal, and they don't work the same as him. And many times he comes in after they have worked the whole 12-hour shift the day before, and he walks into messes that he has to clean up, things that were left sitting on the counter, not finished, stuff that he would never leave another pharmacist to walk into. They don't care.
Well, yeah, and, you
the
know,
here, can't be touched.
Here's the crazy part. I didn't really go into this. There's 1.3 million total, okay? It's 700,000 HB1 visas. When I use the 1.3 million figure, that's another 600,000. They give the families H-4 visas. So that's why you see the wife who barely speaks English working at Walmart, because she's got the H-4 and he's got the H-1B. So those aren't skilled visas. They're general work visas. But the teenagers use them. The wife uses them. And it lets the rest of the family work as well. So you're not just bringing in the H-1B. If there's five of them, then you're bringing in five replacements.
That's wrong. And then do they – because he has seen incidents where they put the children under the names of the grandparents who don't work so they can get all sorts of benefits. And they I don't know how they do that. They do it legally. I guess they adopt them or whatever, but then they get all sorts of benefits. Because we have a really, really, really nice neighborhood down from us, and they live there, and we don't. But
wow.
It's really a problem. It really, truly is. And the thing is, we have many pharmacy schools in this country. We're putting out plenty of pharmacists. That's not the issue. They'll tell you there's a shortage. That's not true.
See, that's what I wanted to know, Ann. That's what my gut tells me, that there's not a shortage. And thank you so much for all those years of listening in for your phone call. Love to hear from you. Every topic from the week that was is back on the table. Agreement is not necessary. 800-905-0989 is the number to call. It is Open Line Friday. We'll be right back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it's Call-In Friday, where all the issues from the week that was are back on the table. You can pick from among them. Give me a call. 800-905-0989 is both the call-in line and the text line. Dylan from North Carolina is a single father taking care of a special needs child with no help from the government. Good morning.
Hey, Derek. First time calling. Love your show. Love you and Charlie Jane's show.
But, thanks.
Yeah, my question is anything going to change for people like me? I've had the same job 15 years. I'm a construction worker, of course. I make good money.
Good.
But yeah, I've always been turned down help for my son, and he's 17 now, and he's got diagnosed with autism at 3, and he's 17, and it's just been me and him pretty much his whole life. And yeah, I've never been able to get any help from him, not even Social Security or anything.
They always
deny me.
Okay. I was going to ask you. I didn't know if you hadn't asked. Or why are you? Do you get denied? Do you make too much money?
I think that's what it was. But at the time I went, I didn't make that much. Like, I was barely surviving, barely making. It was right during COVID and everything.
Here's the thing, poverty. This is what's so frustrating. I think a lot of the reason that we're, you know, finding all of these illegal immigrants that are on all of these programs.
Yeah, and then our own Americans can't get them. And that really pissed. Oh, sorry. I don't know if I'm going to talk like that. But it really makes me mad to see all these people, because I work construction. I see these people firsthand getting all these free benefits. And it's not right. Like, they go out and buy brand new clothes. I personally watched it. Somehow the government gives them a check and they go buy clothes and groceries with. And over here, I'm having a nickel and dime my piggy bank to go just go get dinner.
Well, I think a lot of that is because...
Well, you know, it ain't that bad, but you know right. What I mean.
Yeah, well, a lot of that because they're either working under the table, they're truly unemployed, and they have no money, or they're in the drug trade, and that doesn't, you know, you don't file that with the government.
No, a lot of the guys, I probably shouldn't say this, but, you know, I work construction. The Spanish guy said, hey, can you take me up to the ICE building? I said, yeah. Took him up there. He was in there 30 minutes, came back out with his packs of paperwork. He had 2 debit cards, a cell phone that they give him in there, a nice iPhone, nicer than mine, and a debit card for when he was telling me it has a $5,000 limit on it.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Wait, no, hold on. Let me.
That with several different people, personally seen it.
Well, okay. Is that North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, no, Elon Musk was talking about that. He said that they are that Democrat-controlled governments are giving out money on these Visa cards. It's federal money for illegals.
And where that money comes from my taxes, correct?
That's where I bet, or printed money, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry to bother you. I just was concerned, or I heard you talking about it today. And I'm not the best on politics, but I was just like, I guess what I'm asking is, there's a possibility that in the future they can fix all this where me and my son might be able to even get a little help.
Well, look, Dylan, I get where you're coming from. I mean, we've hit rock bottom, and I tell the story all the time of being pregnant. And the doctor telling me, listen, you need to be in here every week because you've got the, you know, this high risk or higher risk.
Yeah,
condition.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
I
I couldn't afford it. And she just ripped me up for not coming in. And I just had too much pride to say, I can't afford it. I can't come see you.
And everything's so much money. And then I see all these other people who don't work, who haven't worked in decades, and they have better medical than I do. Like, I have to keep medical through my company and on Mason. Even though he's autistic, everybody tells me he should be on Medicaid or something like that, but he got denied for that too.
I really appreciate your phone call, and God bless you for taking care of your son like you do alone. That's tough. What the good news is, and we're playing it every day, we're getting to the bottom of the fraud. And again, 700,000 kicked off SNAP last week. We've got Dr. Oz. They found $1.3 billion in Medicaid spending on illegals and ended it. And they're actually working on getting at least $300 million back from these. And that's just in six Democrat states, okay? So things that the ship is turning slowly, but it is turning in a way that hasn't been possible in my lifetime. So it makes you frustrated, make you mad. I feel good to know that we are inside the government now and we're cleaning this stuff out. It's going to get better. It is getting better. There's good news on that front all the time. By the way, Dylan, thank you so much for listening to the show.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Open Line Friday. That's what this is. Give me a call, 800-905-0989. Scott from Woodruff is on the line. Hey, Scott.
Hi, how are you, Tara?
Good.
Okay. You brought up an interesting point earlier in your show. You said something about inflation for apartments is 0.1% for the month of October. and you tied that to the 2 million illegal immigrants that have been deported.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that would carry over to the rest of the economy on inflation?
I think, it's essentially what J.D. Vance is saying, too. I mean, he's taking credit for the 15-year. Let me get this right. Hold on. I want to make sure I got it. Because it really is remarkable. Okay. National apartment rents just fell the most for October in more than 15 years, and they fell for the third straight month. So for housing, absolutely. And I don't like using the word inflation because it's a weird word. Inflation is mainly caused, well, it is caused by the printing of money. But when you pack a market with 12 million people, but you only build 1.6 million units a year, I mean, you're gonna have a problem. Will it carry over to I guess you're asking food and other things like that?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm getting at. Because when you dump 10, 15, 20 million people into the market, supply and demand, the demand goes up. What happens to the price? It goes up.
And,
I think our president knew this all along and was counting on being able to deport the illegal aliens out of the country faster than they've been able to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my point is, I think the inflation numbers for the first quarter of next year and continuing forward will get better and better, and people will actually see it at the store. I don't see really inflation slowing down to this point. Do you?
Okay, couple of things. First of all, we don't want prices to go backwards because that would be deflation. And that's a really bad, bad situation. Second thing, I wondered the same thing you're wondering. And I tried to find out, is this just for housing units or for food? If anybody has an answer, send it to me. I couldn't find it. I could not find an economist talking about that. In fact, the only economist talking about this is Peter St. Ange, who I recommend you follow on X because you'll be months ahead of everybody else. He hasn't related this to food yet. So in answer to your question or other things like furniture in the society, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if part of it is just packing so many people in that our capacity hasn't caught up to the open borders. I don't know in answer to your question, but it'll be interesting. And clearly with J.D. Vance coming out and saying this has got to be part of Trump's strategy is moving these millions of people quickly out of the country to just get those housing prices down, get that rent prices down and get furniture and definitely, by the way, we know it's also the same thing for used cars as well. Because Peter St. Ange talked about that as well. He said when they went back, the first thing that they do before they buy that ticket and take that $1,000 reward to go home is they sell their cars. And he said that's the other thing that's gone down. Because remember how bad just ornery used car inflation was? I mean, it was bad. And that, too, has taken a nosedive as well. I'm trying to find the clip for you so I could play it, but my computer is not cooperating. But yeah, that was the other thing that took a nosedive is the cars. And he said that is the first time thing they do is that they sell the cars. So let's see. Here we go. Let me play it so we can hear it. Here we go.
Rent was a paltry 0.1%. Deportations have consequences. Used car inflation also plunged, which is also an indicator of deportations. They have to sell the car on the way home.
Yeah. So for at least used cars, I think so.
Well, I'm hoping all of this carries over into general goods and services because we had the inflation bout during COVID, which of course we would. I would like to see a little bit of deflation just to help our chances for the midterm elections.
Yeah. Or at least a real slowdown in inflation to let people's wages to maybe catch up a little bit. But yeah, no, it's good news. We have a way to combat this, which we really need. Alex in North Carolina. No, I'm sorry. Alan in North Carolina. Welcome.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I come from a family that was once infested with educators. My generation didn't take it up because of those conversations that we overheard. I'm from class 76. Our class average of freshman year was 110. After the dummies, lazies, and farm kids dropped out upon graduation, our class average was 115. Prior to the plandemic, the average IQ from coast to coast was 100 for graduating seniors. My muffler guy, usually I get out of my VA appointment and go down there to get my work done, but this time he was closed. The other place I called only had one guy and a three-week wait. I asked him why, and he told me that the kids that were willing to work could not be trained. They weren't good at math. They weren't good at anything. They had not gotten the tools they needed to come out in the world and make a living. So that's our problem. We're dependent upon these visas until we fix education in America.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to say to you about that, Alan. Yes, there is laziness in this generation. We just saw it in this DNC story today where, you know, people working for the Democrat Party are outraged that they are being told to come back into the office. So, yeah, there is a mindset of that, and there is a subset of it. I agree with you on that. But I want you to be cautious because I'm telling you, I have been following them for decades. You are repeating Chamber of Commerce talking points. They needed a big lie in order to steal Americans' jobs. And the lie was Americans are lazy, they won't do the work, they won't work for less, on and on and on and on. And I want to beat that out of this audience. Yes. There are deadbeats. Yes, there are subsets of Americans who are kind of useless. Yes, our education system does not do a good job of teaching math and science anymore. But I am also here to tell you, we have the most brilliant minds on earth. That has not changed. We have extremely ambitious, very smart young people. I've met a lot of them through my kids and some activities that they do. These are shockingly smart, highly motivated people who really inspire me every time I'm around them. And it's just a couple groups my kids are in that I feel good about the coming generation. And they're mixed in there with other kids who are not so great. But I don't think that's different. I have a hard time believing that ambition is dead, talent is dead, and intellect, which is genetically passed from generation to generation, is also dead. I just don't believe it. I think we, yes, have deadbeats, but I think that we have fantastic generation. And I refuse to believe that we have to import people because there's something inherently wrong with American kids. Because the ones I know are amazing. And in this generation, they're right here. They're in our schools. They're the kids of engineers. They're the kids of scientists. They're the kids of doctors and medical professionals. They're still there just as they've always been. And I'm not going to believe that this generation is somehow different and we got to give their jobs away to somebody else. I think that's abusive and I don't believe it. I guess it's because I was covering the Chamber of Commerce before it was cool, back when I was a reporter in Charlotte, and how their lobbyists would come up with these lies. Another big lie they like to tell Americans, don't want to do the jobs anymore that we used to do, like the chicken processing. Well, no, Americans are not going to do those jobs when you pay exactly the same today as you were paying in 1986. I mean, dollar for dollar, because you've depressed the wages by bringing in illegal immigrants. They're not. Why? Because it's not true market value for their work. And then they say Americans are lazy. They won't do the job. No, they won't do the job for what you're paying. By the way, we saw that. Remember that raid on the meat processing plant? I think it was in Kansas. But I read the whole article to you from MSNBC. It was so amazing. As soon as they threw the illegals out and the company couldn't hire illegals anymore, guess what happened? A front office packed with Americans filling out applications. They'd always wanted those jobs. So, I mean, I don't believe it. And I just would caution you. Yeah, there's always going to be deadbeats. But to extrapolate that across society, I just don't think it's the case. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm in IT at NCSSM, which is a high school. And I agree with you, Tara, about the ability of American workers. I had a texter yesterday who works with computer programmers, has for 30 years. He said Americans are the best, bar none. I believe that. Some of the text lines do not. And look, I'm going to heal you guys, okay? You are the victim. And many victims blame themselves. You should not. Those are Chamber of Commerce talking points. I'm going to beat them the heck out of you. We've always had deadbeats. We have. We've always had slow people, lazy people, and every society does. But I'll be damned if I'll ever agree this isn't the most talented bunch of people on the planet. They are a subset. And, well, look, I'll read this text, this criticism. Examine and compare the 12th grade testing in America to any other first world country's 6th grade testing and scores. Live in denial all you want. Facts are we are a much more stupid nation compared to countries that are preparing their next generation. No. Okay. Our school system does an abysmal job teaching average intelligences and below to do math. We are a huge country and we have many average intelligences and below. But our innovative class is the best on earth. I mean, look at the audio I played you this week from Gordon Chang, Gatestone, Chinese dissident who's fled here to America. You know, and he's talking about 13% of the folks that the Chinese send in on visas. By the way, they pay double for their kids to go to school here, what would be paid for an American at a private school. Why? Because they can't innovate. They have to steal our tech. Why? Because we are the best on earth, bar none. Look, every social media platform, every search engines, period. Where did it all come from? Here. All the military tech. All the satellites. I mean, just even the pilot drones. We pioneered those so we could fight in Iraq. I mean, every single sector in tech we lead in. Because we're all so dumb? No, we're brilliant. That's who's being harmed here. And I refuse to believe otherwise. So yeah, I agree with you. Our school system does a rotten job teaching average people stuff. But our above average gene pool is second to none on earth. Pick this up on Monday. By the way, it's supposed to be beautiful. Have a wonderful weekend this weekend. We'll be back Monday, same time, same place. Mike Gallagher's up next.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.